Okay. Okay. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut the music. And what to say? Cut the music. Okay. I would like to welcome everybody to the Redo 97 podcast. I'm here to talk about wrestling. If you don't know, I'm a big wrestling fan. Matter of fact, let me introduce myself. Let me get everything out the way. My name is Greg Poe from Durham, North Carolina, but I reside in Tampa, Florida now. So I am amongst a lot of big name wrestlers. Like they're always around here. A lot of them live around here. So I see people every once in a while, you know. So I like it. Now here's the thing. The reason I started this podcast now, which I've wanted to do for some time now, but I was like, because I have another podcast called The Night Show Podcast, when I'm talking about relationships, money, struggles, whatever like that. But for some reason, extreme reason, I had to go ahead and start this podcast, because I just... After last week's situation with the Bleacher Report and that top 50s list, I knew it was time. It was time to come out and show that the real is back. Show that somebody can come through with some facts. I'm not here to sugarcoat nothing with you. I'm not here to be biased. Now, for some reason, I probably will be biased on some things. I'm not even going to lie, because I just like some people more than others, but I'll keep it 100 at the same time. That's just my whole thing here. So, since Bleacher Report made me start the podcast, it's only fair that the first episode I talk about is that list that they put out last week. So let me get my phone, and we're going to go through this list a little bit here. Because in my mind, this list is insane. This list doesn't even make sense. So we're going to start with number 50. Big Show. Big Show's accomplishments. He's a two-time WWE champion, World Heavyweight Champion twice, ECW champion, Intercontinental champion, Hardcore champion 3 times, United States champion, Tag Team champions 8 times, and the Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy winner in 2015. Now, first of all, those are great, great accomplishments, right? So you're saying if they're starting off with 50 with Big Show, oh, this list is going to be great. This list is going to be amazing. Because at number 49, they bust out with Lita. Lita. So when you... Let me go back to the title. The title says the top 50 wrestler superstars of all time. Of all time. So you're just talking about WWE. That's it. Of all time. And you go from Big Show to Lita. So in my eyes, as I'm reading this list, I'm realizing you think Lita is better than the Big Show. Even though his accomplishments are more than Lita's. Because she has WWE Women's Championship 4 times, which is good. And a Women's Tag Team Champion in the Hall of Fame. Okay. That's a nice list of accomplishments. So... But that doesn't put you at number 49 on this list. It don't even really put you in the top 50. I would never put Lita in the top 50. I'm sorry. That's just me. Then you got Vader. Vader has no accomplishments but the Hall of Fame. That's it. That's all Vader got. Was Vader a bad man? Of course. Should Vader be on this list? Of course he should be on this list. I think he should be a little bit lower than 48, But like I said, that's just my opinion. I'm telling my age right now because I'm 37 years old. When it's certain wrestlers, I've seen them wrestle. I've seen what they can do. I know a lot of people haven't seen them wrestle or saw them like later on when they were like old and about to retire. No. You should have saw Vader in the early 90s or the late 80s. When he had that big gas mask on he used to come out there with, man. Vader was a bad man. He was tough. He was nothing to be played with. So, 48, I would never give Vader 48. Okay. Oh, my God. Dean Ambrose. WWE champion, Intercontinental champion 3 times. United States champion, tag team champions, Money in the Bank winner. Good accomplishments. However, I don't think you should be in the top 50, bro. I mean, nah. You're good. Don't get me wrong. But you still have a long way to go. And you're good on the mic. Your wrestling skills, they're okay. But no. I'm just going to pass that and leave that alone. Oh, my God. AJ Styles is number 46. This is when I knew they need to be drug tested. When you got AJ Styles at number 46 on this list of top 50, I lost it. That's how I knew the top 5 was going to be something crazy when I saw this right here. AJ Styles is one of the best wrestlers in the world. He hasn't even been in WWE long. And already got 2 WWE championships, Intercontinental Championship, United States Championship, Raw Tag Team Championships. I mean, he has succeeded a lot in the WWE in a short period of time. Not only that, AJ Styles has put in 20 years of work before he even got to WWE. Like, the phenomenal one. Come on, bro. Like, how you going to sit here and put AJ Styles at 46? Have you seen what this man can do in the ring? Matter of fact, here we go. This I knew AJ Styles was different. You know how John Cena, he had that little feud with John Cena for a while when he first came to the WWE, and they had that match, and he actually made John Cena give up. We didn't see John Cena for weeks. I think it was about 2 or 3 months he came back. AJ Styles beat the living out of John Cena and made him not want to come back to wrestling. He made the man that said, never give up, give up. Everybody ain't doing that. Whew. AJ Styles, baby. AJ Styles, the man. I don't care what nobody say. Then you say some mess like Oscar's number 45. You gonna put Oscar over AJ Styles? That is ridiculous. You AJ Oscar? Remember what I said. I'm a big fan. Been a fan since I was 3 years old. 1989. I've seen it all. I've even seen the matches. I've even predicted before they even started. A lot of people can do that these days because it's so simple. But I would have not put Oscar in the top of 50. Never. Mm-mm. And I love how she wrestles. I just know that there's so many more people that's better than her that's not even on this list. But she's good. Women's champion 3 times, NXT champion. She was undefeated for a long time. SmackDown's women's champion, tag team champions, Money in the Bank winner, Royal Rumble winner. Like, she got some accomplishments under her belt in a short period of time as well. Like Asuka is the truth. I still wouldn't put her in my top 50 of all-time wrestlers from WWE. No. Never. Kofi Kingston at number 44. WWE champion, Intercontinental champion 4 times, United States champion, three times, tag team champions 14 times, like NXT tag team champions. Like, when you start, when it comes to Kofi Kingston, he has his own accomplishments, but his main accomplishments to me is the tag team division. So that's a whole other list that he should really be put on. I wouldn't put him on this particular list because, yeah, he got the belt, but, like, yeah, he fought a few people. I still wouldn't put him on the singles list, top 50. No. Now, tag teams? Oh, yeah. That's a different story. That's another episode, by the way. Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy's in the same category with Kofi Kingston here. However, he does have a good singles run, like WWE champion, World Heavyweight champion, Intercontinental champion, European champion. See, he's been there when they had the European belt. That's how long Jeff Hardy has been around. They don't even have that belt no more. United States champion, hardcore champion, lightweight champion. They don't have that belt no more either. Like, it's crazy. Tag team champions 8 times, WCW tag team champions. Like, should Jeff Hardy be on this list? People keep asking me that. Yes, Jeff Hardy should be on this list, and he should be a lot more lower than 43, if you ask me. Jeff Hardy's a bad man. Now, here's somebody that I would not have put on this list, because when it comes to accomplishments and wrestling and the mic and charisma and all that, he's okay. But he was only there to piss you off. And that's number 42, Rick Rude. Rick Rude should not be on this list at all. At all. If we were talking about abs and pecs and all that, yeah, he'd probably be in the top 10. Easy. But that, like I said, that's a whole nother list. He should not be on this list whatsoever. Yes, he was good. Yes, he was, well, he was okay wrestler. You know, he was just there to piss you off. That's really all he was supposed to do. Then, it just got, the list kept getting worse and worse, by the way. As I'm scrolling, I'm just like, damn, I forgot about this person. Number 41, Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks, NXT champion. Raw Women's Champion 5 times. SmackDown Women's Champion. Women's Tag Team Champion twice. She has an impact on the wrestling world, you know, especially with women's wrestling. The Boss, that's her, man. They said she carried herself with a swagger that announced that she was the big deal. Yes, she did. I would put Sasha Banks on this list. 41, no. I put her more towards the late 40s, like 48 or something like that. That's just me, though. That's just me. Okay, number 40, Superstar Billy Graham. I don't know much about Billy Graham. I've heard a lot about him, but I've never seen him wrestle. Even in the old wrestling days, like the 80s and 70s and all that, yeah, I wasn't looking at no Billy Graham, you know. I mean, seriously, he's 1970s WWE, bro. I know nothing about him. I just know he's a big dude. But for some reason, they put him at number 40, okay? So let's just keep going, because, I mean, I heard he should be on the list, and I heard he shouldn't be on the list, so there's a lot of half and half with him. So, oh, my God. Oh, Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam is one of the best wrestlers ever. High flying. I mean, bro, WWE champion, ECW champion, European champion, hardcore champion 4 times, Intercontinental champion 6 times, tag team champions 3 times, Money in the Bank winner 2006, and Hall of Fame in 2021, and y'all put him at number 39? What are you smoking? No, what are you sniffing to put this man at such a high value? Are you kidding me? This is Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam got about 45 moves that he uses every day. Everybody ain't got that. This man rolls around the ring, man. Then he does a backflip on you, man. Like, you see, you don't know what to do. You don't know if you should move or not. When it comes to Rob Van Dam, come on now. 39? Y'all crazy. Okay. Okay. I had to move on because I'm about to go in. It's too early to go in because we still ain't in the top 10 yet. Number 38, Owen Hart. European champion, intercontinental champion twice, tag team champion four times, King of the Ring champion in 1994. Should Owen Hart be on this list? Yes, he should be on this list. Would I give him number 38? I would put a little lower on this list. So, you know, maybe in the 40s. Owen Hart, for WWE, you know, he has some pretty good matches, but a lot of people are gonna hate me for this, but I don't care. Owen Hart wasn't the best. He's a good wrestler, but I still wouldn't put him in my top 50, personally. But that's just my choice, though. So, we're going to move on from this. Rest in peace on my heart. What the? Number 37, Mr. Perfect. His accomplishments are just like Rick Rude. Matter of fact, he's in the same boat as Rick Rude. Intercontinental champion and Hall of Famer. That's it. That's all. So, Mr. Perfect really didn't do nothing but just piss you off because he was only showing that he was better than you. That was his whole gimmick. He come out, he laughing at you. He's looking in the ring from a distance, laughing at you. He spits out some gum and slaps it into the crowd. So, how disrespectful is that? And then he gets a little towel in his hand. And he throws it behind his back and catches it with the other hand. Incredible. That was something. People weren't even doing that back then. It was just simple stuff, but it looked cool. It looked good. I still wouldn't put Mr. Perfect on my list in the top 50, though. Rest in peace, Mr. Perfect. Rest in peace to Rick Rude as well. I forgot to say that earlier. But no, I would not put Mr. Perfect in the top 50. Mm-mm. This is where it gets tricky. Number 36, Batista. WWE champion twice, world heavyweight champion four times, tag team champion four times, Royal Rumble winner in 2014 and 2005. Okay, cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. I never really liked the way Batista wrestled because he was just so big. You know, he just looked really weird when he wrestled. It was just awkward, you know. It's like he wanted to do high flying moves, but he couldn't because he might really pull something strange. Some of the muscle might pop out. That's how he looked. But people liked him. People thought Batista was the man. However, not to me. Would he be in my personal top 50? No. Top 100? Possibly. And it'd be like a 98. But that's just me. Remember that. I'm kind of biased on this next one right here. I had to clear my throat. The Ultimate Warrior. WWE Champion. Intercontinental Champion twice. Hall of Famer in 2014. The Ultimate Warrior was, when I was a kid, and I'm talking about 4 or 5 years old, the Ultimate Warrior was the man. I mean, when you hear that music, dude, I mean, and he comes sprinting. He looking like Flojo, just getting it. I mean, he's getting it down the ring, man. He runs around the ring, man, and the crowd is going crazy. Then I don't know if he jumps up there on the ring. I don't know what he does, but he gets up there, man. He runs around there, puts his hand up, like he getting hyped. Then he gets in the ring, man, and he shakes them ropes until they almost break. Like, if anything, the Ultimate Warrior should be a little bit higher on this list. Now, was he the best wrestler? No, he was not the best wrestler. But for what he did, it was good. And he was a small dude, but he was a swole diesel dude as well, man. Like, then he had the paint and then the makeup and the bruh. Honestly, for me, Ultimate Warrior being my top 20. Just because of what he did. How he did it. That's just me, though. Because he got me hyped. Number 34, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I think Ricky the Dragon Steamboat should be a little bit high on this list. Just because this man has some epic matches with Ric Flair back in the day. This man was a bad man. I don't think he gets enough credit. I look at him. I'm looking at this picture, man. Ricky Dragon Steamboat was a, look at him. Swole, man. He was kind of cool, too, at the same time. He used to have that little headband when he was the dragon and all that. And he had a dope name, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Like, this is crazy. I would put him a little bit high on the list. He deserves to be on this list, though. I'm just going to leave it at that because Booker T. Here we go. Here we go. Five times. WCW champion. World heavyweight champion. Tag team champions 4 times. Intercontinental champion. United States champion 3 times. Hardcore champion 2 times. King of the Ring in 2006. Hall of Famer 2013 and 2019, because 19 was with the Harlem Heat. This man's a two-time Hall of Famer. He was in WCW, starting out when he had the high top, man, with his brother, man, and they was some big dudes then. Had on that the Harlem Heat colors, man, with the flames coming up, man. The suit was ugly. But whatever, they come out there with the shades on, man. They do their thing. And he be doing that scissor kick on you, man. He get down there. He start spinning around and stuff like that. Bruh. Booker T should be a little bit high on this list. I would put Booker T in my top 15. He deserves it. Now he's out here doing his thing, man. He got his own wrestling company and he's still out here with WWE, man, on the sidelines, talking, commentary, man. He's a good dude. 33 is crazy for Booker T. Here we go. Now, not only am I a wrestling fan, my mother is a wrestling fan as well. And one of her favorites is Jake the Snake Roberts. She loved Jake the Snake Roberts. Matter of fact, story real quick. I remember when they're doing the retro week and back, it's about 10 years ago now. And Jake the Snake came out at the end and he had the snake in his hand and I could hear her saying, "Snake him, Jake, snake him, Jake." That's a real fan right there. She knows what Jake the Snake is going to do. He's gonna come in there with that bag and he's gonna throw that bag in the ring and everybody just scatters. They scatter out the ring. Cause they know that snake gonna come out. And when the snake come out, boy, he gotta throw you on somebody. He got to. That's just how it works. You start jiggling on the floor, gyrating and all that stuff, man. Crowd loved it. Jake the Snake was a good wrestler. He wasn't a good guy or a bad guy. He was just there. He was just mad. But he was happy at the same time. He was one of those guys. But Jake the Snake Roberts. Honestly, I probably leave Jake the Snake Roberts like right around 32. That might be about right. Because his in-ring ability was okay. It wasn't bad. But what takes him over the top is he invented the DDT. That's what makes Jake the Snake the man. Because when he gave it to you, you was out for the count. Just like that. Oh my God. This is going to be a tough one. It's not really tough. It's just insane. You got Kane. at 31. Kane at 31. Let me read off his accolades. WWE Champion, World Heavyweight Champion, ECW Champion, Tag Team Champion, Intercontinental Champion, twice Hardcore Champion, 24/7 Champion, Tag Team Champion 11 times, Hall of Fame in 2021, and Money in the Bank winner in 2010. And you put him at number 31? The man that took Undertaker, put him in a casket, and burned it? You put him at 31? I can't name a lot of people that can do nothing with Kane. Kane terrorized a whole era of wrestling. Actually, twice. And you're going to put him at 31. You should be ashamed of yourselves. How dare you? How broke of you to put this man at 31 after all he's done for this company for years? And I'm talking about just with the mask on. We ain't even talking about Kane when he took the mask off and he went bald and he was just crazy. We ain't even talking about him. That asylum version of Kane, that dude. But he had some dope music. That music, kid, it was crazy. Woo. See, y'all, I'm getting heated. I'm getting stirred up already. It's going to get better. Razor Ramon. Intercontinental Champion, four times Hall of Famer in 2014 and 2020 as a member of the NWO. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do. That was a good one. Razor Ramon was a good dude, bro. He was a pretty good wrestler. He had the tights with the razor up there and all that with the chains on. Like, he was different. Razor Ramon was a different character, man. He had the dope music. He was just suave. He would throw his sweat on you and stuff. And I wouldn't put him above Kane. But, I mean, I wouldn't put him above a few other people. But he would probably be in my top 50, just not at number 30. So, yeah, Rest in peace, Scott Hall, man. Rest in peace to the man. And this is when I got really mad. So you had Kane at 31. You had Razor Ramon at 30. And then you dropped Trish Stratus at number 29. With her women's championship seven times. WWE Hardcore Champion. I don't even remember that. And her Hall of Fame in 2013. There is nothing about Trish Stratus that should be on this list. I'll be honest with you. Not only that, she sure shouldn't be higher than Razor Ramon and Kane. Come on, bro. Like who made this list? Like, I know it came from the Bleacher Report, but I'm talking about who really sat down and said, you know what? Razor Ramon is good, but Trish Stratus is better. No. Y'all cut that dose, bro. And your biggest thing is your rivalry with Lita. That's it. Who shouldn't even be above Big Show? Which shows this list is insane. You don't know what you're talking about. I mean, if you do better. And then it keeps going. Because here we got China at number 28. China got the Intercontinental Champion in two times, World Championship Women's, Hall of Fame in 2019. It's part of DX. First of all, rest in peace to China. I personally wouldn't put China on this list. China was a very limited wrestler. She was one of the first people I ever seen to make it look fake. Like, hitting with that elbow, and it won't do nothing to nobody, man. But she was one of the first wrestlers for a woman to get in the ring with a man. I would give her that. And for that, she would be in my top 100. Not in my top. She surely wouldn't be in my top 30. She's crazy, but, you know, like I said, she did her part. For the first about, what, 5-6 years, she was just bodyguard of AAA, sitting back there looking swole, got with DX, and then she started doing a little bit more, you know, talking a little bit more, because she didn't talk for the longest. And then she got a little bit more feminine, got with Latino Heat, and it just went from there. And I can't wait to get to his number because that just blew my mind. Charlotte Flair. Okay, here we go. Charlotte Flair is number 27. Whew. The Raw Women's Championship 6 times. SmackDown Champion 7 times. NXT Women's Champion twice. The Divas Champion. She was the Women's Tag Team Champions and a Royal Rumble winner in 2020. Charlotte Flair, of course, we know is Ric Flair's daughter. And she made her impact on wrestling in mid-teens, like about 2015, 2016 in WWE. Her, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks came in at the same time, which was good. It was good for wrestling, man. That whole women's era, the thing they was doing was pretty good. With her abilities in the ring, I would put her on my list. I just wish they wouldn't use her as so much. Like, it's like they just give her belts just to give it to her. Not because she deserves it. Here you go. We have nothing else to do with it right now, so you got it. Like, it gets weird sometimes, bro, like with some people. So that's all I can say about Charlotte Flair right now. I'm going to leave that alone because, yeah. Here we go. Seth freaking Rollins. Let me read off these accolades. WWE Champion twice. World Heavyweight Champion once. WWE Universal Champion twice. Intercontinental Champion twice. United States Champions twice. Tag Team Champions 6 times. Money in the Bank winner and a Men's Royal Rumble winner. Seth Rollins is one of the best workhorses in WWE ever. He's changed his ways. He's kept up with the times. Now he's sitting here while people sing his song. Like, I mean, the music stopped and they still going at it for another about 3 minutes. Like, I mean, the way he dresses, bro, right now, it's kind of weird sometimes, but some of that stuff be dope. I be feeling it. I really think Seth Rollins should be a little bit higher on this list because he's outdone a lot of people. And he's going to keep doing it. Even when he's hurt, bro, he still comes in there and he gives you 100%. Even when he's only at 40%. You can't ask nothing more from Seth Rollins, man. And number 26, I don't like that. And then, here we go. Oh, they put Edge at number 25. How you put Edge above Kane? How you put him over Seth Rollins? I don't understand this. And we can read off his accolades. WWE Champion 4 times, Heavyweight Champion 7 times, and the Continental Champion 5 times, excuse me. WCW Champion, United States Champion, excuse me. Tag Team Champion 14 times. He should be in the tag team talk to me, mostly. But he has a great singles run as well. Royal Rumble winner in 2021 and 2010. Money in the Bank winner. Okay, he got some good stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's done a lot. I just, wrestling-wise, yeah, not the best wrestler. Edge is a mediocre wrestler. Like, his spear. His spear is not even a spear. It's like he's hugging you and taking you down. Like, that doesn't, that ain't nothing. Edge ain't number 25 on this list. Would he make the top 50? Possibly, but not at 25, no. And just like I said before, everybody's list would be different. I'm just telling you my list right now. Like, who would be where and this and that? No, yeah. So, remember that. Keep that in mind. This is when things got crazy. Number 24, Ric Flair. Oh, my. You put Ric Flair at 24. Ric Flair. WWE Champion twice. Intercontinental Champion. Tag Team Champion three times. Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble winner 1992. Hall of Fame for 2008 and 2012 for the Four Horsemen. Now, when you talk about WWE, his championships kind of go different, because you know when he was at WCW and the NWA before they went to WCW, he's like a 15-16 time champion there, you know. But even then, Ric Flair is still Ric Flair, and he should not be 24 on this list. Ric Flair should be in the top five. I don't care who you got. You're talking about charisma, talking about mic skills, wrestling ability. Bro, Ric Flair is top tier wrestler. Matter of fact, he's the wrestler that half these people want to be wrestlers. He made them want to be wrestlers. Are you serious? And you put him at 24? That's crazy. Y'all don't know wrestling, and it shows. Oh my God. And then they put Becky Lynch at 23. You put Becky Lynch over Ric Flair? What in the world is wrong with how does that make sense, man? Oh, God, I'm gonna need a drink because it's getting there. let me read her accolades before I move on, because I ain't even gotta say nothing about Becky Lynch. WWE Women's Raw Champion, SmackDown Champion four times, NXT Champion, WWE Women's Tag Team Champion, Women's Royal Rumble winner in 2019. Becky Lynch is good. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't put her on this list, and I sure wouldn't put her in front of half the people I put up here already. Like, I mean, come on, bro. She's done some good stuff. Becky Lynch is just like Edge, mediocre. Your wrestling skills is kind of limited. Or maybe you just being too cautious in the ring. I'm not sure no more, because you're good. We know you can do it because you've done it before, but for some reason, some of your skills have changed. So I'm not going to say you can't. I'm going to just say it's limited now. That's the best way to do it. Now, a lot of people are not going to like me for number 22. Because I am not a big fan of number 22. I could never get with his wrestling. I could never get with his movement. He never stood out to me. But a lot of people like this guy. And that is Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's accomplishments as a WWE champion four times, World Heavyweight Champion, Intercontinental Champion, United States Champion, Tag Team Champion, and Money in the Bank winner. He was a small guy. He was a good technical wrestler. Don't get me wrong. I just didn't like how he wrestled. And then after that yes movement, he started doing all that kicking and yes. It's just like, bro, it really takes away from everything to me. And everybody liked it. I'm like, that's trash. That's just not me. It's not my thing. Will he be on my top 50? No. Daniel Bryan doesn't even make my top 100. I said it. There you go. People are going to say, you are crazy. No, I know 100 more wrestlers better than Daniel Bryan. That's how I feel. So, I'm going to move on. And then you got Triple H at 21. What in the world? How you get Triple H? Nine-time WWE champion. Five-time heavyweight champion. Five-time intercontinental champion. Two-time European champion. Three-time tag team champion. King of the Ring. You ain't even seen nobody put the King of the Ring like that. Royal Rumble winner 2002 and 16. Come on, bro. Triple H is very decorated when it comes to championships. He's a very influential champion as well over the years. And do you want to know when Triple H started becoming the man? Once he got out them little tight pants and started becoming the game and put on the tights, little draws, oh, man, it was over. When he started doing that and walking around with that sledgehammer with the hair all wet, man, Triple H was the GOAT. When he used to come out there, bro, he wasn't playing with you. That's how I knew right then this man is different. He going to make it now. And this is like 98, 99 time frame. When he changed that music, Triple H should be in the top 10 on this list. 21 is diabolical. And I'm going to leave it at that. CM Punk is number 20. I wouldn't even put him on my list. CM Punk is a two-time WWE champion, World Heavyweight champion three times, ECW champion, Intercontinental champion, Tag Team champion, Money in the Bank winner 2008-2009. I'm not saying he's not good. He says he's the best in the world. That must mean in his own mind, because he's not the best. He's good. But I can name 100 more people better than him. So that means you wouldn't make this list or the second list. Or the third, matter of fact. So, they like to compare to Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. I don't know what they're talking about. I ain't never heard that. CM Punk is just, he was good at ECW. He was good there, but no. I'm going to leave that alone. Randy Orton. Randy Orton would make my list. He's number 19 on this one, but he surely wouldn't be that on this one, on my list. He would be definitely like number 30-something. Because I think people hype up Randy Orton way too much for me. Especially when he was younger. They really gassed up Randy Orton. Oh, he's this and that, he's this and that. Randy Orton does the same stuff. And it just gets repetitive just looking at some of it, man. Like, it don't even look refreshing. You know, some people do stuff, it's like, oh, it don't to me. His wrestling matches are kind of boring to me, too. Like, but to each his own. If he's in your top 10 and your top 20, that's cool for you. Just know that I can't do it. Here we go. We're getting there. Number 18 is Eddie Guerrero. It's gonna hurt some people. Eddie Guerrero will not even make my list in the top 100. Rest in peace to Eddie Guerrero, too. Rest in peace to him. He, just like Daniel Bryan, I couldn't get with his wrestling. I just wasn't a fan of it. WWE champion, European champion twice. United States champion, Intercontinental champion, Tag Team champion four times, and Hall of Fame in 2006. Eddie Guerrero was good. That's it. Just good. Nothing about Eddie Guerrero was just amazing. But people loved him. People thought he was the best, especially on SmackDown and all that. But then he started getting too big, you know. Your upper body's too big, your small. Your lower body's too small. It just wasn't right. None of it was right. But I, rest in peace. I'm gonna leave it at that because you know. Brock Lesnar is 17. See, this one the list gets weird to me because you had Brock Lesnar just above Eddie Guerrero. So does that mean he's just a little bit better? Like, you know, like the rating system doesn't make sense on this list. Seven-time WWE champion, three-time Universal champion, King of the Ring in 2002, Money in the Bank winner in 2019. I don't even think he was in that match. I think he just showed up and just beat everybody and got the briefcase. I really do. And the Royal Rumble winner in 2003 and 2022. Brock Lesnar should be on the list. Brock Lesnar should be a little bit higher than 17, if you ask me. But, however, he should definitely be on this list. This man, he would wreck everything and go home. That's exactly what he did. Brock Lesnar will tell you quick, he's not paid by the hour. He come in that ring, do his little jumps up and down. That bell rings, it's on. Suplex City, boom, all day, boom, all day, boom. Then you got Paul Heyman outside counting them. 1, 2, 3. You're going to Suplex City, baby. And then he's going to end it with the F5 when he throw you in the air like a pizza. You know how the guys do? And the pizza place when they throw it up in the air and they catch it. That's how he do you. And it's over. Then he go home with Jimmy John's. Classic. Chris Jericho came in WWE in like 1999, I want to say. Late 1999. And it was an insane moment because he was in WCW. Then he just jumped over. Didn't nobody know what was happening. The first ever undisputed champion. He's a world heavyweight champion 3 times. WCW champion twice. Intercontinental champion 9 times. United States champion twice. European champion. Hardcore champion and tag team champion. He's had all the belts. In his time, he's had them all. And you put him at 16. Does that not ring? Does it not raise eyebrows that you put this man at 16? I'm just saying, like, he should definitely be higher. Here we go. A fan favorite that everybody will always love. That's Mick Foley. Mick Foley has 3 WWE championships, a hardcore champion. He has 8 tag team championships in the Hall of Fame in 2013. I can't even say much bad about Mick Foley. He's about right on this list, actually. He's about where he should be. They love to say Foley is God and all that stuff. Mick Foley got beat up a whole lot just to please you. A whole lot. Thrown off cages. Ugh. He's done a lot, man. So, big ups to Mick Foley, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Andre the Giant. I would have put Andre the Giant like around 30-something. Because he didn't talk much on the mic. So, I don't know where. That doesn't come into play. He's just a legend. Yeah, he won a lot of matches, but he had no choice. His hand alone is bigger than your face. Like, what you going to do with that? His accomplishments is the WWE Champion, Tag Team Champion, Hall of Fame. He was the inaugural inductee in 1993. All right. Well, rest in peace to Andre the Giant. And there's not a lot to say about Andre the Giant. Like wrestling wise, it's hard to beat somebody like that. Like, so I guess that's why they put him at 14. But you know. Then you got Roman Reigns at number 13. Roman Reigns. Do I have to say it? I shouldn't have to say this. WWE Champion 4 times. Universal Champion twice. Intercontinental Champion. United States Champion. Tag Team Champion. Royal Rumble winner in 2015. And not only that, he has the longest, the fourth longest reign ever. What is it? 1,613 days or something like that? Roman Reigns took wrestling to a whole different genre. During the pandemic, like this man, he left, and when he came back, different. He became the tribal chief. You had to acknowledge the tribal chief. If you didn't, he took it personal, and he was gonna get you for it. But it's hard to turn down the tribal chief, bro. I'm sorry. For me, should he be number 13 on the list? I wouldn't say that, but he should definitely be on this list. He's good on the mic. He got the looks. He got the reins. And he's good in the ring. He knows what he's doing. He's careful. That's what I like about Roman. It's a bad man. The tribal chief. Put your ones up for him. Rey Mysterio at number 12. Now, I would not put Rey Mysterio above Roman Reigns. But for some reason, they did. That's nice. Rey Mysterio, WWE champion, world champion 2 times, Intercontinental champion 2 times, United States champion 3 times, Cruiserweight champion 3 times, Tag Team champion 5 times, Royal Rumble winner in 2006 and Hall of Fame in 2023. Rey has done a lot. And he's so small that, you know, it's very, it's good to see Rey win just because you think, you know, he's so small he can't do it. But Rey always shows you that it's not the size, it's the fighting the dog. And he comes out on top a lot of the times. So I got to give big ups to Rey. I still wouldn't put you at number 12, bro. Oh, here we go. Kurt Angle, baby. Perk Angle. Kurt Angle was the man. Kurt Angle, you know, when he first started, he come out there so nice and happy. And he would still get the job done, right? Everybody booed him. He didn't care. But when he went bald, when Kurt Angle came out with no hair, bro, he was a different man. Them suplexes look a little bit more painful when he started doing that. That ankle lock became a little bit more vicious. And then when he started doing the dark navy blue with the white and blue with the white and red, oh man, with the mouthpiece, you wasn't seeing that, man. Kurt Angle went out there, man, to really hurt you, man. He went out there to break your back every night, and he meant every word of when he got out there. Kurt Angle, should he be number 11? I'll put him at number 11. He's a great technical wrestler. I'll put Kurt Angle in my top 10. Definitely my top 10. And speaking of number 10, they got Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan at number 10. WWE champion 6 times, tag team champion 1 time, Royal Rumble winner 1990-91, Hall of Famer in 2005 and 2020 with the NWO. Hulk Hogan. It's a lot to say about Hulk Hogan, bro. Like, first of all, he beat Andre the Giant to get the belt at WrestleMania. So that's already something different. That was already a big thing. And then, I mean, the red and yellow, the Hulkster, Hulkamania, and all that. Like, Hulk Hogan, man, was a different breed, man. Like, people forget. Like, he had you eating your vitamins, man. This big, swole man telling you to eat your vitamins is crazy these days. But he can get away with it. Hulk Hogan should be high on it. Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair should be a whole lot higher than 25 and 10. This is ridiculous. Roddy Piper is above Hulk Hogan at number 9. How dare you? And what's his accomplishments? Let's go to those real quick. Intercontinental champion and tag team champion in Hall of Fame. Roddy Piper didn't do that much. I don't care what nobody say. He didn't do but so much in wrestling. He did a lot of talking. Could he wrestle? Yeah, kinda. He was more of a fighter than a wrestler. But he was there. They liked him. I mean, some people liked him. I mean, Roddy Piper wasn't someone I was really looking out for. I'm sorry, but yeah. Would he make the list? Not number 9, maybe 39. That sounds a little bit more like me for him, but, you know. Now, this is when I knew. At this moment, at number 8, is when I knew I had to make this podcast, by the way. Number eight changed my life. Because I knew they lost their minds completely when Shawn Michaels is number eight on this list. Let me give you a little backstory between me and Shawn Michaels. We're going to get personal real quick. Nothing bad, by the way. I remember they had a top 100s list. This is years ago. I want to say this is like 2006. And I watched the whole thing. It took like 2 hours to watch it, too. I'm sitting there watching it, you know. And I was like, okay, this person's here. I wouldn't have put him here, but okay. The same thing I'm doing now. However, they got down to the top five, right? And I know everybody said so much stuff about Shawn Michaels. Like, you know, he was a dick back then. You know, he was so arrogant. He was an a-hole, whatever. But I was like, I know they're not going to leave him off this list. I started getting antsy. They started getting down to certain people. It's number four, number three. And I said, yo, mom, they're not going to put Shawn Michaels on this list. I can't believe. She was like, calm down. He's going to make the list. And I got so mad. When they got to number two, I said, he's not on. What's going on? I got so mad, I cried. That's how mad I was. I was so heated at that moment. Like, how can you leave Shawn Michaels off this list because y'all keep saying he was a terrible person? So mad to find out he was number one. Soon as I saw it, I calmed down. That's how much Shawn Michaels means to me when it comes to wrestling. That's why my mother did not want me to make this wrestling podcast, because she knows I'm a little too into it. I'm a little too emotionally involved when it comes to wrestling. And that's cool. That's because I got this show now, because I know my passion for wrestling is what is needed. Okay? Especially in podcasting. I'm not a wrestler. Would I wrestle? If I could, I would. Don't get me wrong. I would try. But no, I leave that up to the people. I love watching it, going to events, and all that. So with that being said, let me break down Shawn Michaels real quick. Shawn Michaels is a three-time WWE champion, world heavyweight champion, intercontinental champion three times, European champion, tag team champion six times, Royal Rumble winner 95-96, Hall of Fame in 2011 and 2019 with DX. Shawn Michaels is Mr. WrestleMania. That's the granddaddy of them all. You can't get no bigger than WrestleMania, and that's his name? Come on, bro. And you put him at number eight? What are you thinking? Shawn Michaels was with Marty Jannetty, right, in the early 90s with the Rockers and all that, who was not on this list, by the way. Broke that up. Went solo. Had Miss Sherry with him. Got what he wanted. Got the belt. Dumped her. Went on with a great feud with Razor Ramon. Came back as the heartbreak. I mean, bro, like he the heartbreak kid. This is Shawn Michaels we're talking about here. Shawn Michaels stayed at WWE when everybody left to go to WCW. He stayed and did his thing. He became one of the best wrestlers ever. And still is one of the best wrestlers ever. And you give him number eight? How dare you? You got to think about it like this. Ric Flair wanted Shawn Michaels to end his career. That's a big statement, bro. That's a big statement. In the ring, you can't touch Shawn Michaels. I don't care what you say. So Shawn Michaels is number one on my list any day of the week. It's just a fact. But y'all crazy for putting him at number eight. And you got The Rock at number seven. I'm going to say that's right. That's right for me. A lot of people are going to put Rock in their top five or three. But, I mean, he 8-time champion, WCW champion twice, and the Continental champion twice, tag team champion 5 times, and he won the Royal Rumble in 2000. Rock's done his thing. I just wish he would have stayed a little bit longer before he went to Hollywood. But he had a great run. Then he comes back a few times, just like he did now with the Bloodline store with Cody Rhodes. I mean, he's done a lot. The Rock is he's one of the best. He's a good wrestler. I just wouldn't put him at number 7. I would put him at number 7. But over some of these other people, I would put before The Rock. I'll say that. So, one day I'm going to do my own list. Probably after I finish this episode, I'll do my own list and I'll put it out there for everybody to see. So, we'll see how it works. Bruno Sammartino. You know what? He is not on nobody's dang list. He's number 6 on this list. The only reason he's up here is because y'all hear his name and Michael Cole says it when Roman Reigns comes out. That's the only reason he's on this list. Nobody even talks about Bruno Sammartino. Only other person I heard talk about him is Mike Tyson. And that was like in 98 when he was with DX. That's it. WWE champion twice, tag team champion 3 times, Hall of Fame in 2013. Ain't nobody studying no Bruno Sammartino, bro. I'm sorry. I don't know if he passed away. I think he did pass away. Rest in peace to him, but wrestling, nobody's even going back that far. I'm sorry. Oh my God. John Cena, number 5. Mister, you can't see me. You're right. I cannot see you at number 5 on this list, bro. I'm sorry. You have 4 moves, and I'm gonna do all your moves right now. You come in the ring, you hit them. Then you throw them off the ropes. You shoulder drop them. You shoulder hit them. They fall down. They do it again. Shoulder hit them. They fall down. They come. Boom. You slam them. Put your fingers up in the eye. Oh, you can't see me. Put in the face. Hit the ropes. Do that little ugly shuffle that you do that don't even make sense. And boom. That's it. And then you expect to win a match off that. How in the world does that make you number 5 on this list? Please let me know. Please let me know. That ruthless aggression PG era wrestling that he was in, man, that look, them days is over. Come out there with the little bright colors and all that, never give up. I told you, AJ Styles made this man give up. So how is AJ Styles at number 46? But y'all over here at number 5 with John Cena. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Stop it. Stop it. This is ridiculous. Whew. Number 4, The Undertaker. Yeah. Undertaker's in the top 5. Some people put him a little bit lower than, a little bit higher than 4, but 4-time WWE champion, 3-time heavyweight champion, hardcore champion, tag team champion 6 times, WCW tag team champions. 2007, he won the Royal Rumble. Hall of Famer in 2022. Undertaker is one of the greatest characters in WWE, bar none. That is a fact. Undertaker is a different breed. The only man that's been about, he's changed his character a little bit, but either way, it was still him. It's hard to say you don't like The Undertaker. I mean, you just don't like. He must have took your girl. That's the only reason that you would not like The Undertaker. I think about it. When Undertaker first came out, he had that dead man look to him, you know, with the outfits and all that, rolling his eyes back and all that. Then he evolved into, I mean, something totally different, man. Then he would just put his hands up and lights come on. Scared the mess out of everybody. Like, bro, like he's evolved his character over the years to go right back to what he is. Like, he the man. Undertaker is one of my favorites, man. Like, as happy as I was at that moment, I just got mad again. Because you put Macho Man Randy Savage at number three. Macho Man Randy Savage. WWE Champion twice, Intercontinental Champion, Hall of Fame in 2015. That's it. And Macho Man was a small dude, too. But I would not put Macho Man at number 3 or 13. I would put him at 23 on my list. Because I put him anywhere but the top 10, honestly. I put him at number 11. Macho Man ain't changed nothing. Like, he's just him. And I'm not talking bad on the man. I'm just saying, wrestling-wise, like, you're like, because they were going by all these things, popularity and all that. He wasn't popular than Hulk Hogan, but you got him at number 10. Like, how? The best thing about Macho Man was his elbow drop. His elbow drop was one of the best ones ever. And still, Shawn Michaels' elbow drop was better than his. But y'all gonna say I'm biased. So I'm gonna move on. He will not be number 3 on my list, no. Stone Cold. Of course, everybody wants Stone Cold to be in the top 3. Of course. He's so popular. Mic ability. Wrestling. His wrestling was pretty good. He was on the ground a lot because he got beat up a lot. But Stone Cold was a bad man. He was always ready to fight. I remember that time Stone Cold came out and stunned everybody. Like, he came out, before the Royal Rumble, and he would just, what was he doing? He was just Stone Cold stunning everybody. Like, he literally came out and stunned, like, I want to say about 20 people in one night. And the best part was when he stunned Jeff Jarrett. Because remember, Stone Cold used to have on these little tight shorts, the tight pants. I mean, they was extremely tight. And he get in that ring and he stunned Jeff Jarrett. Man, then he hit the ropes and he tried to do that little walk. But his jeans are too tight. So it looked funny. Hilarious, man. Stone Cold Steve Austin is definitely, yeah. He was a game changer. He is the Attitude Era. And number one on this list is the infamous Bret the Hitman Hart. WWE Champion 5 times, Intercontinental Champion twice, Tag Team Champions twice, King of the Ring in 93, Royal Rumble winner in 94 with Lex Luger. I don't even know how it even works. Hall of Famer in 2005 and 2019 at the Hart Foundation. Bret is, he's the technical wrestler. He is the master of technician in the ring. That is a fact. But Bret Hart, of course, would not be my number one pick. I already told you that about seven people ago. But he's in my top 5. Bret Hart was a bad man. He was tough. And when he was doing that little Canadian thing, man, and everything was about Canada and all, oh, man. Bret Hart was putting out some good stuff then, man. Like, when he went heel, everybody believed it. Bret Hart was man enough to wear pink and whoop you wearing pink. Everybody can't do that. They tried it. Mm-mm. It ain't going to work. Because you're not him. The best there is, the best there was, the best ever will be. It's probably one of the best sayings ever. And he had it. Mm. Bret Hart was a dope dude, bro. But that is the list that Bleacher Report put out on wrestling. Top 50. And I broke down the whole list to you. And I told you who I would change out. Now, the only thing I didn't tell you was the order I would put everybody in. So, like I said, I will make a list I will put it on the Instagram on, what is it, Black Republic Media. And I'll let you see what you like. And you know, if you like my list, please let me know you like the list. If you don't, that's cool. Because it's not for everybody. But this was the first episode of Redo 97 Podcast. And I got more to come, man. I got a lot to talk about. Wrestling is changing. We're in a different era now. I think it's best to come out with some good stuff here, man. So be on the lookout for more episodes. And we will see you guys again soon, all right? Just let you know. Have a good one.